Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. There are times that even with our best efforts, it's awfully difficult to get to Jesus. Sometimes we're just so busy. And in our days that are filled with activity, we don't get to Jesus. Sometimes we come to church on Sunday because we want to get to Jesus. We want to have our spirits filled. We want to be inspired. And we come into worship and something goes wrong. Now, I don't think that happens here. But sometimes somebody will come to you and say something really dumb. And you get irritated. And it's awfully hard to get to Jesus. There was a person in the Bible who was having a terrible time getting to Jesus. He was having a terrible time because he was one of those nameless people that sit by the wayside, who was handicapped, who was begging. He was probably homeless. We know his name, Bartimaeus. And this man had a hard time getting to Jesus. He was sitting there and he hears that Jesus is in town. Now, there must have been really good gossip about Jesus. Because when he hears that Jesus is passing through, and the Bible says that they came to Jericho. Now, some of you might remember Jericho in the Old Testament. What happened when the people shouted in the Old Testament in Jericho? Remember, all the walls came crumbling down. Well, this time a man shouts too, and we'll hear that story. So Bartimaeus hears that Jesus is coming, and he's passing by, and he starts to yell, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And what did the crowd do? They turned to him and said, "Be quiet. Why are you making all this fuss?" You know, he was blind, and in those days, blind people were considered to have God's special judgment against them. If you were blind, it meant that God didn't like you very much. You had done something terrible, and if you hadn't done something terrible, maybe your parents had, and that judgment was placed on you. So he not only had the burden of being blind, but he also had the burden of judgment, people looking at him differently. And in those days, when people were blind, they didn't have Lighthouse for the Blind. They didn't have all these wonderful tools that blind people have today in order to go to work and to do things. So he was relegated to sitting on the side of the road begging. That's all he could do. And when Jesus passed by, the people there said, "Be quiet." Maybe they wanted more of Jesus' attention. And this old beggar by the side of the road, he didn't count for anything. Be quiet. We don't think we would ever do that today, would we? If somebody wanted to come to Jesus, would we stop them? Well, perhaps we're a little more sophisticated. But there are ways that we can stop people from coming to Jesus. Sometimes by our attitudes. Sometimes by our actions. We want to be people who always encourage those who want to come to Jesus. But Bartimaeus was not going to be deterred. He shouted louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And the Bible says that the minute Jesus heard this, he stopped still. And he turned to Bartimaeus. And I would give to you that the one prayer that God always answers and that God always hears is the prayer of mercy. Have mercy on me. In the Old Testament, we learn that God's mercy is from generation to generation and to children's children. In the book of Lamentations, that doesn't have much good news to it, the author stops complaining at one point and says, it's because of God's mercy that I haven't been consumed. His mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So the minute Jesus heard, have mercy on me, which doesn't just mean have compassion, it means have pity, do something for me. And when he heard, he stopped. It's the cry of the heart that God always answers. If you've cried out for mercy, God is here to listen. Some people call it the Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stopped him. And Jesus said, call him here. So that same crowd that told him to be quiet had now to go and say, he's calling for you, come. And I love this action of Bartimaeus. He throws his coat away. Now, that coat probably was one of his few possessions. That coat would have been what he would have gathered his meager coins in. It would have kept him warm at night. And if you're blind, how do you find it again in a crowd? He threw it away. He knew something wonderful was going to happen when he came to Jesus. So he comes up to Jesus without his coat, and Jesus, instead of saying, I know what you need, asks, what may I do for you? And Bartimaeus answered very wisely, not like the disciples last week who said, give me places of honor. We want our place with you. This man said, I want to see again. And I want to see again meant not only his sight would be restored, but he'd be restored to his family. He'd be restored to his community. He could work for a living. He could do so many wonderful things once his sight was restored. And so Jesus said, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And what did Bartimaeus do? He didn't go his way. Jesus gave him his sight back with no strings attached. God gives us mercy without any strings attached. He let us get up this morning, and there were no strings attached to that. He gives us this beautiful world, no strings attached. But Bartimaeus did not go his way. The Bible says he followed Jesus in the way. That's why we follow Jesus. It's not because of duty. It's because of gratitude for his great mercy that's new every single morning. When my son went off to school, I, like many parents, encouraged him to go to church, and he did. And so I asked him after a few months, Robert, you don't have to be in church. Why are you there every Sunday without me around? And of course, being my child, he said, well, Mom, first of all, you'd nag me to death. And I thought, well, that's very true, I would. I felt very proud of that answer. I said, there has to be other reasons. He said, every day I ask God for help. And so on Sunday I want to come for at least an hour and say thank you. I think that's only right. Every day I ask God for help. And I was trying to think of a good story about asking for God's mercy. And I realized that every decade of my life, I have asked for God's mercy. Almost every day, I have asked for God's mercy. Now, when I was young, I didn't know that that's what I was doing. But when bullies came around me and I was constantly under attack from bullies, mainly verbally as a child, and I remember asking God to help me, that was God's mercy. I remember when I went into the ministry, it was not because I was especially qualified. It was not because people said to me, you know, you're great at this, you should go into the ministry. In fact, they told me the opposite, do anything but. You know, when the experts tell you that, it kind of makes you feel a little inferior. But I went in because of I was so thankful to God. So thankful that every single day of my life I could look back and I could see his mercy. Have you seen his mercy? It's mercy that we have the breath of life. It's mercy that we have beauty around us. It's mercy when a friend calls out of the blue when you're at your lowest and says, I've been thinking about you. It's mercy when we have our loved ones struggling with cancer and we have treatments that are coming out day in and day out. Somebody asked me recently, do we have more incidences of cancer today? Because we hear about it so much. And then I realized 50 years ago, we didn't hear about it because people died within weeks of being diagnosed. And now all the research that's happening and the life being prolonged, that's mercy. It's mercy. When I walk to the grave of a beloved person and God gives me the words to say, it's mercy. Mercy surrounds us. And every time we call out for his mercy, he is here. Have you called out for God's mercy? It's the prayer God always hears. And we follow him not because we have to, but because we want to. His mercy is so great, it's new every morning. Let us pray. For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure, I'll love him, I'll serve him with all that I am, as long as my life shall endure. Lord, I ask that your mercy would follow us home this week, that your mercy would follow us into the workplace this week, that your mercy would follow us in every situation that we find ourselves, that your mercy would cover us and help us to respond to that mercy. In Jesus' name. Amen.